One morning last week, I had my earbuds in and I was listening to podcasts while making the beds and getting the house ready for the day. Knowing that I had a coaching session with a client later that morning, I realized that I would need my earbuds for the call. So I started looking for them. I looked everywhere. I thought about the last time I was wearing them. Maybe I left them downstairs while I was painting the walls. So when Dell came upstairs, I touched the earbuds to pause the podcast and asked him, "Have you seen my earbuds?" Interpreting his confused look to mean he didn't know which ones I meant, although I only have one pair, I said, "You know, the ones with the yellow." And as I said yellow, I brushed past my face and touched the yellow cord hanging down from my earbuds and realized what had happened. We both laughed hard for the next 5 minutes. Has this ever happened to you? I am Becca Lewis, and in this mini Shift the Story podcast, we are going to talk about noticing. When at Dell's request, I shared this story with our Tai Chi class so they could laugh with me too. One of the members told us a story of a woman who had called her daughter on her phone and asked her if she had seen her phone. The daughter, confused of course, said, "Aren't you calling me on your phone? What's happening here?" What made the earbud incident even funnier or more pathetic, take your pick, is that at the time I was writing this podcast on noticing. Noticing. The definition of noticing that I'm talking about is this one: to become aware of. Its synonyms are observe, perceive, note, see, discern, detect, spot, distinguish. I wrote a free email series called The Daily Nudge. Its real name is When Did You First Notice? Believe it or not, I wrote it way back in 1994. I wrote it because I was noticing things, and what I noticed, I wanted to either embrace for myself or shift for myself. I thought I would turn it into a book. I wrote what I noticed about things happening around me, what people said and did, what I said and did. There are 401 of them. Little notices, a notice, and then a shift. A huge block of them were written during the month I spent in New York in the World Trade Center. I guess that could be another podcast. For a training session as a financial planner stockbroker. Lots of noticing. After it was done, I realized it wasn't a book and put it aside. About 7 years ago, I pulled it back out, tweaked it, and made it into a free daily email. One notice and shift per day. For 7 years, it has been running. I have reworked it at least 3 times. And only recently did a friend notice that one of the daily nudges was the same one as the day before. Whoops. All the people who have received this email for 7 years didn't notice that. I didn't notice it. That's for sure. How about this one? After 8 years living in the same house, staring out of the same window every day, admiring the dogwood, I finally really noticed the blocks of wood trying to be a planter around it. Noticed it enough to get rid of them. I have lots of stories, and I bet you do too. So what is going on? I think there are 2 reasons that this could be happening. Perhaps we are noticing things we haven't noticed because we are waking up. We are beginning to take the time to pause, observe, listen, and that is a good thing. On the other hand, too often we don't notice because we are so busy and stressed that we forget the need to be aware, to notice. But pausing, noticing, being mindful is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Without noticing, without being mindful, we will not only miss the beauty of the world around us, but we will also miss the signs of things that are wrong, things that we can correct when we notice them. So here's a little mantra we can practice as we become better at the art of noticing. Pause, observe, listen. But that's not enough. We also need to take action. My friend who noticed the error in the Daily Nudge wrote and told me, action. I fixed it. Action. I noticed the boards around the tree. I pointed them out to Dell. He fixed it. Action. As we do this mantra of pause, observe, listen, action, otherwise known as POLA, we are practicing the art of noticing. We become masters at observing and then correcting. And perhaps I will notice that the earbuds I'm looking for are already playing in my ear long before spending 30 minutes in stress over not finding them. Less stress, more mindfulness. Imagine a world like that. You'll find some helpful links in the show notes at theshift.com/podcast, and this is episode 103. And while you are at The Shift, go ahead and sign up for the Daily Nudge series. They take 60 seconds to read. Some are silly, some are profound, but all of them will prime the noticing pump. And that is truly a good thing. Until next time, remember, we can't shift any story if we don't notice the story first. So practice noticing and let me know what you see.